following American acceptance of the agenda of ending invasion of Afghanistan and preventing Afghanistan from being used against other countries in the future, talks with American representatives took place today in Doha, the Taliban spokesman said in a statement. Omar Sadr, a researcher at the Afghan Institute for Strategic Studies, said, "Experience from other peace efforts showed that violence often goes up before talks reach an important stage, as all sides try to gain more leverage at the negotiating table." Mr. Sadr said that while large Taliban attacks in the past would draw emotional response from Afghan leaders who would pull out of talks, the year ahead is likely to be shaped by violence and talks going hand in hand. The talks have been focused between the Taliban and the Americans, and the Afghan government has expressed frustration at feeling marginalized. The Taliban have said they want agreements with the Americans over the future of American troops in the country and the release of Taliban prisoners before they discuss an end state with the Afghans. In December, the Trump administration ordered the military to begin plans to withdraw about 7,000 American troops from Afghanistan in coming months, a move that seemed uncoordinated with the American negotiators and whose timing surprised Western diplomats in Afghanistan. But the drawdown has not yet begun, and Defense Department officials have been unable to clarify how many troops will leave the country or by when. The top American commander in Afghanistan, as well visiting senior American generals, have played down the notion that the withdrawal was imminent. "Both sides are serious, and there is progress," Mr. Sadr said about the talks between the Taliban and the Americans. "The talks have turned into a process, and there is a chain of events." But what could lead to a ceasefire is a certain stability to the progress, he continued. "Both sides have demands before that ceasefire, and it looks until then that they will try to use military pressure to gain more." The Taliban launched a similar deadly attack in neighboring Logar province on Sunday, targeting a convoy of senior officials that included the provincial governor and intelligence chief. Shams Larawai, the spokesman for the governor of Logar, said that both officials had escaped the attack unharmed, but that several police officers and an intelligence officer had been killed, and 10 members of the security forces, most of them police officers, had been wounded.